Welcome to this weekend podcast of Molloy. Whitney, you're out on the phones when we do Clown of the Week.
I am. They are hot to trot.
What happens out there? People ring up, they want a clown?
Everyone wants to have their say. Everyone wants to nominate a clown. It's very busy.
Let's hear what happened last week with Clown of the Week.
There are many contenders.
Phil McCracken.
Brigerton.
A big turn of court.
I can't but always remember.
But who will it be this week?
Cyclone Ida.
I think it's Hurricane in the US. I want to crack up.
Well, like Bling 182, 182. Cyclone 182.
Time to reveal. Deep throat thrombosis. Clown of the Week.
It's all happening.
We're off to a flyer.
Here we
Clown
go.
Of the Week, 13353. Get involved.
Yeah.
This week's edition is in honour of our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
ScoMo.
For flying our home. Across borders to spend Father's Day with his family when no one else in the country could do the same.
Yeah.
Well done. Leading by example, leading from the front, as always.
The optics weren't great on that
one. He's understood the mood and the electorate. And done the
because legally
opposite.
He could do it. He could do it. He was within the law, but yeah, you're right.
But legally, he could go to Hawaii during a bushfire crisis too and get photographed in a Hawaiian shirt with a cocktail. It's all legal, Dave.
But
the point is.
No, you're right. You make a good point.
One rule for some, one for the others.
All right, clown.
I'm very angry about that still. Clown, let's get into it. Guy Sebastian.
Oh,
yes.
Guy.
No, we love Guy. He's a lovely fellow.
He seems like a good bloke.
But he's had a shocker.
He's had a few shockers over the run.
He's come out. There was a. What is his other ones?
Oh, he's had some sort of run-ins with legal problems over the years.
What are you saying?
I can't remember now, but I know he's had a little. I mean, for a guy, such a good guy, he's had bad luck over the years.
No, I want to know what his problems. Our producers are going mad. Getting waved off, Dave. Let's talk about. Guy Sebastian, his behaviour this week. So he came out and said, get vaxxed.
Yeah, vax the nation, which is the bands and musicians and comics and the entertainment industry.
He's obviously got some blowback from a very noisy,
they're very vocal, those
stupid
anti-vaxxers.
Minority who are anti-vaxxers who have climbed into him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's gone, oh, no. And he's come back and he said, oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be telling people what to put in their bodies.
And he pulled it down off his Facebook page.
The point is, he said, I shouldn't be telling people what to put in their bodies. Then Ross Noble, who came on the show, made this interesting point.
But I'm confused because he sells vitamins. Is that now him saying that those vitamins that he was selling, do they not work? But then he's double jabbed, right? So he's got the double jab. Right. He's also come out and said, but if you don't want to get double jabbed, I think the gist is judge not lest ye be judged. But hang on a second. Isn't he paid to be a judge? He literally sits in what I'm going to describe as a spinning throne and judges people.
Makes a good point. Really does. Clown.
I love it. He's there. What about the host of ABC's The Drum, Ellen Fanning?
Oh, Ellen.
Yes,
good
for
broadcaster.
This slip of the tongue while talking about Victoria's lockdown.
Victoria's lockdown will be extended until 2070 of the state. It will not. Take the lead back to the beginning. Daniel Andrews has announced that Victoria's lockdown will be extended until 70% of the state has had at least one dose of the COVID vaccine.
It still could be 2070. I know it was a mistake, but I wouldn't rule it out at this stage.
Not at all.
Is that the first time? I know Beverly O'Connor. Beverly O'Connor, she got it wrong when trying to introduce a Dan Andrews presser.
My favourite. Here it is.
The Victorian Department of Health has confirmed a hotel quarantine worker has tested positive to COVID-19. We'll be crossing to a press conference with Dan Andrews soon.
Well done, Bev.
Clowning Dave's Corner.
Because
it's been very good largely, but we had one shocker this week. You know the day. We never got permission to play some audio
from Dave's
Corner.
You can play audio because a lot of it is quite ripe that wouldn't get to air. So
some of the stuff
is quite adult.
Is not for free to air.
And that's why it's on the podcast.
But this is not for any form of communication or wireless. Right. What edition was this? I think it was episode 4?
Episode 4, I think it was, about there.
In the middle of it, this came up.
All right. If you were 9 when Rock Lobster came out, right now, you'd be 52. Laughing at my own gear.
Oh, Dave.
Not bad.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's bad. It's terrible. Dave's Corner. He's up and running, by the way. There's a good one out today.
Episode 7.
Episode 7. Who knew there would be 7 episodes?
I know. Not me.
Frank's on the line. Frank, who did you want to clown?
I want to clown whoever played Poopity Scoop.
Oh, that's Kanye's song. Yeah. Why do you want to? Why? What's wrong with that?
It's been stuck in my head all week. I work on a construction site.
Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop dee scoop dee poop. Poop dee scoop dee.
Frank?
Scoop dee whoop.
Yeah, you're right here.
Hey. Hey, Frank. Hey, Frank, duke him, Dave.
A case of Brick Lane draft.
That'll take your mind off things, Frank.
There you go.
Well done.
Could have played Donda, but
feedback
on that.
We've got no shortage of feedback on Donda. People were going to burn Triple M to the ground if we ever played that again. Frank's on the line. Frank.
Oh, another Frank.
Another Frank. Back-to-back Franks. Who do you want to clown, mate?
Hey, Mickey. Hey, Greg Hunt. Like, I mean, dropping the ball on the Pfizer vaccines. Mate. I've been double jabs, and I want my freedom, man.
You want your freedom?
Tell us about it.
They did drop the ball. Yeah. Did he drop the ball, or does this sort of support my theory he's an anti-vaxxer?
Well, he can't be an anti-vaxxer.
Your health minister should not be an anti-vaxxer. But he's done everything he can to make sure we don't get vaccinated.
It's been a struggle to get
You know what I mean?
Yeah, a bit behind the eight ball with it.
I'd like to see his passport. I want to see
his vaccine passport.
Greg Hunt's passport, because I'm pretty sure he's in the Pete Evans camp on this one.
Not at all.
Pete Evans as your minister.
No, I don't think so.
Him, Dave.
Oh, Frank, you also got yourself a case of Brick Lane draft on its way for you, mate.
Thanks for
your weekend.
Can I
thanks,
clown
mate.
South Australia?
What, the state?
The state
no,
of South Australia.
Love South Australia.
Well, I do too, generally, but they've gone too far.
What's happened?
Well, there's a very big preliminary final in the AFL code. It's on Saturday night.
Yes, tomorrow night. Yep.
They're hosting it, and they're refusing to allow the visiting team, the Bulldogs, to train.
Are you joking? Is that serious?
That I'm serious.
What?
It's not. It's a disgrace.
Preliminary.
It's a preliminary final.
Come on.
So the Bulldogs have been from Melbourne,
yes,
to Tasmania,
mm-hmm,
to Brisbane,
yes,
to Perth,
WA, yeah,
Tassie,
right,
and then back to Adelaide.
Yes,
they're like a track driver with COVID. So they've been everywhere.
Yeah.
They've been on the road, and now they've got to go into South Australia for the biggest game of their life.
And it often is the best footy, isn't it?
And you are not allowed to train.
That's hard.
We all know the old school ways, which is you make sure they've got no hot water.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
Park the bus about half a k from the ground and all that stuff.
They've got a home ground advantage to start off with. I mean,
you're not a small provincial town.
Let them train. Prelim final.
Yeah,
come on.
There'll be an asterisk next to this if Port win it.
Right.
There'll be an asterisk going, unfair advantage. You can't. How can a team be on a road to all that travel? You know what it is? It's their health officials. I don't think they know a lot about football.
Oh, Nicola Spurrier.
I blame Nicola Spurrier, who's your chief health officer.
Yeah.
She's the woman making these rules.
Okay.
And this is her sum total knowledge of football.
We're looking at the seating at the moment, and of course we're looking at the ball, because sometimes the ball, as not that I've been to many football games, I have noticed occasionally it does get kicked into the crowd. We are working through the details of what that will mean. If you are at Adelaide Oval and the ball comes towards you, my advice to you is to duck and just do not touch that ball.
Well, the Bulldogs don't get to touch a ball, at least not on a training track.
No, that's right.
Not cool.
Until game day,
I'm shocked.
All right,
that's fair enough.
That's not
fair. Just before we go to the break, there's one more sporting one. What about the Brazilian health officials?
Oh, yes.
Still COVID-related for storming the pitch after the kickoff of a World Cup qualifier between Brazil and Argentina to deport four. You want to step it up, Adelaide?
So
These officials come out
while the game's happening to say, Get off.
They took him to the airport and deported them.
Brazil-Argentina.
Oh, not a small game. Here's the audio.
As you can hear, earnest conversations on the sidelines. Now there are plenty more getting involved, as you can see. A couple of hours before the game, it became common knowledge that the Brazilian public health authorities were trying to deport four of the Argentine squad. Those players who had travelled from the United Kingdom.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
It's incredible.
That's AFL. That's World Cup qualifiers.
Yeah, yeah.
What about NRL?
Yeah.
Rhonda's on the line.
Hey, Rhonda,
who do you want to clown?
COVID-19 for letting the NRL Grand Final go to Brisbane.
Well, there it is. We're on the road.
Yes.
I'm sure Queenslanders would disagree, but I take your point. COVID has made it a movable feast.
You're a clown, COVID.
COVID again.
Oh, yeah,
okay. For shutting down the big wheel.
Melbourne Star.
The Melbourne Star, the big wheel in Melbourne, has stopped turning.
Yes.
It's been clamped. It's been...
It's
now,
a very
that was
big
Melbourne's
clamp.
Jewel in the crown,
oh,
Dave.
I know.
That was our big ticket item. Like Queensland, you got your Barrier Reef.
Sure.
Sydney, you got
Harbour
your
Bridge,
Harbour
Bridge. Opera House.
The Opera House.
WA Beaches.
Beaches. You know
wineries.
What you're doing. Churches.
South Australia.
We had a giant
wheel
that spun very slowly.
It did.
It's just... I mean, this puts a lot of pressure on Captain Cook's cottage. It really does. I mean, Captain Cook's cottage is going to have to step up.
Which, by the way, you've slept in. True story.
I have, overnight.
Yeah.
I did.
It's like an iconic piece of...
Oh, it was like a 19th century Airbnb.
It's like a museum piece, but it's in the gardens.
It's in the gardens.
Fitzroy
you
gardens.
Can wander through there.
Historic.
The restaurant tram. I mean, I've got ways for the restaurant tram. That'll be next.
That's been gone for years. What are you talking about? What?
I beg your pardon.
You didn't know that. Have you not noticed?
The restaurant tram is up and running, you idiot.
I don't think it is,
no,
James.
No, it isn't. It's actually, it was a big story in the train spotting community.
You'll be all across.
They can't.
Wait, stop, stop.
Yeah.
What happened to the restaurant tram?
They're not safe to run, apparently. So, and the maintenance costs were prohibitive. So, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I know they're not safe to run because my favourite, my favourite thing in the world when I was younger,
right.
Of course, was
a long time ago.
Where my mates would get in a car and go looking for the restaurant tram.
Right.
And what you do is, as it's going along, you get just in front of it.
Yes.
And then suddenly, inexplicably,
you are an idiot.
And for no apparent reason, you just brake really heavily.
You are super juvenile. Oh, what a really risky thing to do.
Crockery.
You are.
Yeah, well, it's like music. To my ears.
Yeah, no, restaurant tram. Mate, it used to go past the studios.
I think there's
here.
A number of them.
But yeah, but when was the last time you saw one?
Somebody
cruising?
Get me
I'm telling
the
you
latest.
Right now.
Somebody get me the latest. I want to know if it's up and running. If
it's not,
I will set myself on fire in protest.
You were on an episode of Kath and Kim in the restaurant tram from memory
that's
as well.
Right. It should be classified by the National Trust.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember the floral clocks? Surely the floral clock's still there in the botanical gardens?
Haven't checked.
Pollywoodside?
Pollywoodside?
I think Pollywoodside's okay.
Really scraping
Pollywoodside has
now.
To step up. Has to really step
up. Melbourne needs to step up with attractions.
James is here. Clown James.
Oh, okay.
We've got a caller on the line who wants to do just that. Paul.
Oh, okay. Hey, Paul. Here.
Paul, what do you want to clown James for?
G'day, guys. I'd like to clown him because I was listening to... Well, he's been moonlighting, let's just say that.
Come
he's
on.
Been moonlighting on Dead Set Legends in Melbourne on Saturday mornings, and he was eating an egg and bacon roll with a knife and fork. Who does that?
Okay, there's a bit to unpack here. Ooh. Firstly, let's an egg and bacon roll with a knife and fork. Why?
It's messy. It's got a lot of chipotle mayo, and I've got to press the buttons, and I don't want them to get dirty, so I just like some utensils to keep it clean.
For an egg and bacon roll.
Yeah. Mm. It's a packed in.
Un-Australian.
Wouldn't touch the sides with me.
Do you lay out your cutlery and work from the outside in?
You divide it in half. It's divide and conquer. And then you sort of, sometimes I like to flip it open a little bit and so deal with
Nerd alert.
The stuffing first and
you
then deal
with the
bun.
You don't deserve an egg and bacon roll.
Mm.
Can you imagine a tradie? Because that's their choice of starter.
Of course,
tradie in the morning stops off. Ute gets out. Egg and bacon roll. I'll have a knife and fork with that too.
Can I just give it a shot? Try
give
it.
Give it a shot. No. How does no sound?
Oh well, it's just if I had a tradie coming into my house like grubby hands and all that kind of stuff, I would have appreciated if they'd used a knife and fork
something
beforehand.
Wrong with you, mate.
Oh jeez.
They're there for a reason, so.
James.
Something wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Now, what are you doing? Radio on Saturday. How long has this been going on?
A couple of months since May. Just some beer money. Just
really
some Pinot Gris money. Well, did you ask my permission?
I didn't run it by your
did
desk.
Did you come to me? No.
But I'll put all the paperwork in front of you to sign off, if you'd like.
This is good to watch.
Does anyone know about this?
No.
No?
No idea.
Sort of my little secret. I just sort of...
So what you do what I do? You sort of push the buttons?
A little bit less. I don't talk, except for when I eat my egg and bacon roll, and then I get...
Right.
I got flayed
so now
on
you're
that
an
as well.
Character on the weekend show, where they get stuck into you, don't they?
Yeah, you could... I'm almost on the billboard. Almost.
And by the way, thanks again, clown him again for letting himself down, the show down, and the network down by not making the top 30 for 30. Which is what? 50, explain it to me again. What is it?
Future leaders of the industry didn't even make the next the top 50. We released. I didn't even
second
make that.
Row.
Yeah,
and there are some dead set losers.
There are not.
No, there are.
You don't know these
some
people.
Some of these people will be sleeping in bus stops in a couple of years. They're not going anywhere. And yet you, who work on a national show, you produce a national show, you do all the socials on a national show, you organise our podcasts on a national show, you appear on air on the national show.
You do everything. Yeah.
You pretty much, you do all our socials,
guy.
But you're not considered.
It's not quite enough, but I've got another 5 years to go. I can just keep reapplying.
I think you'll find you won't. Clean out your desk. Get out of town.
Yeah. All right, Whitney, another big week of guests coming to join Malloy next week. Who's on the show?
We've got a huge week, Dange. We've got Tom Gleisner. Nerilee Meadows is going to be in Dubai. Glenn Robbins is stopping by. Dom Knight, Jim Jeffries, Titus O'Reilly, and Adam Rosenbach.
How's Dave's corner going, by the way?
Oh, it's hot.
Yeah,
it's hot.
Okay.
You make plug numbers.
Yeah. Well, you can hear that podcast right after this. Malloy on Triple M.